shale is dark and dense, surprisingly heavy in the hand. Scott Tinker reached into a 3-foot by 3-foot cardboard box and pulled out a cylinder of shale cleaved in two pieces. "Here's good dark shale," he said. "The organics make it dark when they rot." A blackboard hue indicated that organisms once lived and died there, turning into fossil fuel. We were standing in a warehouse on the north side of Austin, Texas, piled from the floor to the 30-foot ceiling with racks of these boxes. It reminded me of the final scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Tinker called his collection the Library of Congress of Rocks. Tinker, the head of the University of Texas Bureau of Economic Geology, one of the world's foremost institutes for studying petroleum rocks, held the shale near his face and licked the flat side of half a cylinder. His tongue cleaned the dusty surface. "Now you are looking at the rock texture," he said, holding it out for me to examine. It appeared uniform, with no visible striations, and solid. To see the tiny holes where the oil and gas is trapped requires a $2 million scanning electron microscope. Breaking into these vaults demands a lot of muscle. The first step is to drill a long well straight down, which is then typically turned so that the hole, known as a well bore, runs parallel to the surface, traveling through the horizontal layer of shale. A conventional sandstone reservoir with large interconnected pores full of fossil fuel is like an inflated balloon. When the balloon is punctured, air rushes out. Similarly, when the drill bit churns its way into a reservoir, the oil and gas stampede into the well. But shale is so solid that next to nothing enters the well unless it is stimulated. A company pumps in liquid, mostly water mixed with sand and a cocktail of chemicals to reduce friction, thicken the water, and kill any hitchhiking bacteria carried from the surface, under extraordinary pressure. Water doesn't compress, so when forced up against a rock at rising pressure, it will cause the rock to break. When it breaks,